Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Greetings from Tromaville. This is Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. You know, folks, when we're not making those great movies like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, we like to kick back and listen to This Week in Geek. Because This Week in Geek is absolutely the best visual entertainment that we have ever seen. It's incredible. When I listen to it on the radio, I can see it. I can see those geeks. I can smell them. I can hear them. And I can f*** them.
Did you grow up with the NES, PlayStation, Star Wars, cartoons, and 80s TV? Do you like to think who would win in a fight between Batman and the Master Chief? Comics, games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. Games, movies, music, and TV. They're gonna tell you everything you need. Superheroes or not, they got your back. They're gonna save the world of geeks. This Week in Geek. This Week in Geek.
Hey everyone, Pierce the Punk Dirks from 90.1 FM's This Week in Geek on the scene with
Mike the Bird Mandon, and yes, we are here at the Bloor Street Cinema in Toronto. We are talking with legendary filmmaker
Lloyd Kaufman, that's right, the founder of Troma Studios, the man, the legend himself, the guy who's responsible for Toxic Avenger and producing countless and countless, countless awesome Troma films. We are going to be talking with him in mere minutes here at the Bloor Theater, where tonight the Toxic Avenger and Cannibal the Musical, the debut feature from the South Park guys, will be showing.
Absolutely. This is a fantastic experience for us because we get to talk to somebody who has influenced so many careers. Peter Jackson, Quentin Tarantino, obviously the South Park guys, and influenced us to a large degree.
Yep, and plus we're going to be talking with a few of the Tromettes, too. Stay tuned, guys, because we're about to be talking with Lloyd Kaufman himself right here on This Week in Geek. We are here with Lloyd Kaufman. How are you doing tonight, Lloyd?
Well, greetings from Tromaville, and not only am I here, but I've got the Toxic Avenger. I have Super Tromettes, Tromalaria, and the amazing Insomnia, Super Tromette Insomnia, and if we're lucky, we're going to hear Super Tromette Deliria here at the Bloor Cinema for This Week in Geek. That's my favorite show. We listen to it religiously, and I'm a dirty Jew.
All right, so Lloyd, with those who aren't familiar with your awesomeness, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Lloyd Kaufman. I'm a gay married man. I'm 2 inches erect. What else about myself do you want to know? You mean about Troma Entertainment? Being the 35-year-old independent movie studio? It's the longest-running movie studio that's independent in history. And it's still, thanks to people like you and this wonderful radio show, it's still around. And here, and if I'm not mistaken, that's Super Tromette Deliria here at the Bloor Cinema, the Super Tromette Deliria. How did you first discover the Troma aroma? How did you discover it? Because Troma's been around for 35 years and has never, ever had a hit. I mean, Troma's been around for 35 years and is amazingly influential. How did you first hear about it?
Well, it started off with getting the Toxic Avenger as just kind of a whim and being like, wow, I can't believe someone would make a movie like this. I've got to just check it out. And then after a while, I noticed that all these great movies like Cannibal the Musical and Surf Nazis Must Die, they were all on the same mysterious Troma label. And after that, the word Troma was enough. Stuff Stephanie in the Incinerator, done. Pick it up. Didn't matter what it was, got it. Yeah, as long as it had Troma on it. From those first few kind of rare finds back in the days of VHS at random corner store video stores, that inspired my love.
Speaking of the Troma family, what's it like being a Tromette? What is sort of the chaos that goes into that?
It's awesome. you get to go a lot of places that you wouldn't get to go because you're with Lloyd. Like I've got to meet George A. Romero, Toby Hooper. I can't even think of everybody else. And you get to be involved in just the circus that is Troma. It's very, a lot of hard work, but very, very, very rewarding. And just to be a part of this in any capacity is just great, in my opinion.
Now, just out of curiosity, out of all of you here, what is the most unusual experience that has happened to you on a Troma set or while out doing one of these various press tours?
The weirdest and the most screwed up.
We're having to narrow down one.
Well, I think we need to hear from Super Tromette Insomnia, perhaps. Tell us about what happened with... Because Quentin Tarantino is a big fan of Tromas. And what happened last night at the Troma event with Sister...
Sister Salvation? Oh, a lot of craziness, a lot of dancing. Toxie was on the stage, mopping it up, beating some people
brief
around.
Amounts of nudity as well. I believe there was brief amounts of nudity as well at that show yesterday.
A Troma show? I don't believe it.
There was naked men, there was boobies shown, there was women on the pole. Yep. Yeah.
Insomnia is very true to her name. A lot of men weren't going to get any sleep that night, that's for sure.
Well, Toxie, tell us a little bit about your career. You're the Toxic Avenger, and how did it all happen, Toxie? Because nobody ever paid any money for advertising, and somehow you're around 25 years later, and a lot of the actors and stars of big budget movies. You never, you know, who came out in 1982, nobody's heard of them. And yet the Toxic Avenger is used in the New York Times and Toronto Globe as in the editorials.
Well, luckily, Lloyd, I can relate to the common man. Everyone can relate to the Toxic Avenger because, you know, there's the nerd in all of us who's, like, picked on by the bullies of life and everything like that. And then we all have to come together for the better of the world and... fight the evils that are all around us and make the world a better place.
That's the Toxic Avenger.
Actually, I just had a thought about the Toxic Avenger. Are there any plans for a DVD release of the Toxic Avenger cartoon that was on in the early 90s?
Well, I have very, very good news for you, Michael. The Toxic Avenger cartoon, the entire series, is in the complete Toxic Avenger box set. 7 big discs, and I said discs. just in case Tromalaria was misunderstood me. So you can see all of the cartoons if you get the complete, I think it's the only place where you can see them, the complete Toxic Avenger box set available at troma.com.
With the Toxic Avenger, like you've been talking about how everyone can relate to him as sort of like the common man, I think that's one of the reasons why it's still so popular to this date and has gone to like Spawn cartoon series and just been this mass cultural phenomenon. Like it's being shown in theaters 24 years later. Something had to be right about this film. Major names in Hollywood have been inspired by Toxic Avenger and other Troma films like Quentin Tarantino, Peter Jackson, etc. All these huge famous filmmakers with so many... A-name directors and just people in Hollywood being inspired by Troma. Do you think that has helped Hollywood? Do you think Hollywood's actually sort of being revolutionized by these people that got their start in independent film and are becoming the new mainstream directors? Or do you think that the Troma sort of mindset of creativity is finally making its way to the mainstream?
Good question. I think visionaries, not just Troma, of course, but I think the kinds of movies that we made 20 years ago where we sort of combined, Peter Jackson says we, and James Gunn, who did a movie here called Seizure right here in Canada, they say that, you know, I created the slapstick gore movie. And now, 20 years later, how many films are, you know, big time, $80 million, $100 million movies are combining humor and gore? And so I think that we have some kind of, I mean, certainly these directors like Takashi Miike, you know, Ichi the Killer, he says that Troma's a big inspiration to him. And the biggest problem we have, of course, is that this industry of ours is an entertainment industry and media. The media is so consolidated vertically that it is very, very difficult for independent filmmakers and artists of any type to penetrate the hymen of the mainstream marketplace. And when we do penetrate that particular hymen, we're the ones who get fucked. But Troma Larria, is there any kind of recent Troma movies? Because, you're very well educated, very sophisticated. Could you tell us what's something new that you've seen from Troma that you like that maybe 20 years ago, maybe 20 years from now, Steven Spielberg will make a similar film?
Well, I'm no expert, Lloyd, but Troma just released a 3-disc edition of Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. And if you haven't checked that out, it's got some crazy karaoke tunes, crazy ensemble cast of crazy Troma freaks, gore all over the place. There's singing, there's fast food, nightmares. It's just all packed in there in that package, and you can pick it up.
Well, not just that in my package, let me tell you. These excellent Deluxe 3-disc edition. Also, if I'm not mistaken, the Poltergeist has got an amazing amount of explosive diarrhea, which, of course, This Week in Geek is very expert on. And also, the documentary that is in the 3-disc DVD of Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead is actually an edumentary. It's called Poultry in Motion, Truth is Stranger Than Chicken. And if any of you listening are students of the cinema, I think you should see that documentary. It's a feature-length documentary behind the scenes of how Poltergeist was laid. And it's I think there's been very good word of beak. Would you say that?
Definitely.
Troma Larria likes the puns. She likes my foul movement.
Actually, just had a thought here. Now, because in...
That's dangerous.
It's amazing.
Mike really has thoughts.
It's true. Now, which I rarely do. Now, with... Exactly. Now, with the world changing right now, with the presidency over in the U.S. changing, do you think that will open up the market for independent filmmakers? Do you think the media will change over in the U.S., maybe be a little bit more open to stuff like Troma, since I know Obama is a huge geek?
No. The independence, the biggest hope for the independent artist is the digital revolution and peer-to-peer. And as long as the internet... I am the chairman of the Independent Film and Television Alliance, which shows you how desperate they are. That is the trade association for all the important independent movie studios. Troma, Roger Corman, the guys who made Crash, Academy Award-winning Crash. Most of the Academy Awards are won by independent members of our trade association. And we are all in this serious mess because we're basically economically blacklisted from American television. And I don't see Obama has taken huge amounts of money from, you know, he raised $600 million. And most of it came from big corporations. You know, maybe a small amount came, you know, only $200 million, that's nothing. That came from maybe people, but there's another $400 million that came from these giant media companies and drug companies. So I think I don't think anything will happen. The biggest thing we have to worry about, and the reason I ran for chairman of the Independent Film and Television Alliance, is to lobby in Washington to preserve net neutrality on the internet. And, you know, you guys here in Canada, luckily you don't have parliament going now, so they can't do any damage. But if they get rid of the free and open internet, the democratic internet, you'll end up with just the major networks, and it'll end up just being the way TV is now. And so all of you folks should be writing to your elected representatives and your commissions about whatever. We have the Federal Communications Commission, and let it be known that if they screw around with the free and open internet, you're going to kick them out of office.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, all the invasions of privacy and just on freedom and creativity that have been going on. But Troma has always stood there over the past, how long has it been now? It's been over 35 years. Troma has stood up to the mainstream corporation and done the movies that you guys have wanted to make, have done the movies that the people have wanted to see. They just didn't know the outlet for it before, because there is no other, there's Troma. Troma is the staple of independent film, in my opinion. And with that being said, what can the listeners look forward to seeing more from Troma? Is there anything currently in development that is coming out in the near future?
There is. They're going to be companion pieces to the Make Your Own Damn Movie. Yes. Now there is going to be Direct Your Own Damn Movie. And is it Produce Your Own Damn Movie as well?
Yes.
Yeah, so those are going to be coming out, and they're really going to help independent filmmakers see behind the scenes and how to kind of guerrilla make your own movie without the help of the big conglomerates. And yeah, just how Troma kind of does it, tricks that we've used in the past and things you can kind of copy and use like as a model. Really, it's film school in a box. So instead of, you know, paying all that money to go to one of our fine institutions here, you could just buy Lloyd's works and really save yourself a lot of time and money. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say I'm actually a huge fan of the book Make Your Own Damn Movie. It's one of my favorite books. And I have to say, I actually probably did learn more from that book than I did in like the 2 years.
Actually, Pierce, didn't you quote Make Your Own Damn Movie in your recent thesis paper for finishing college?
Yeah, actually, my major research assignment that I did for like my final third year of college was actually heavily inspired by Troma. It was on producing independent horror and producing independent film in the digital age. And yeah, I learned so much from Troma. It's great to see that there's a company still out there allowing directors and creative minds to make the movies that they want to make outside of the mainstream Hollywood system.
Why don't you send your paper to Troma's website? Because we publish themes, where there's some PhD stuff on Romeo and Juliet from England and the term papers. You know, we put all that stuff on our website. So send it in, and Troma would love to share it with our fans.
Awesome. So is there anything that you guys would like to say in just closing up?
Well, certainly the Week of Geek, we wouldn't be here without the Week of Geek. This is, I've been making movies for 40 years, and finally, after all this time, finally the Week of Geek puts me on. So, I mean, it took you guys 40 years, but very appreciative. I think this is the highlight of my career. I think I can speak for the Toxic Avenger and the Super Tromettes that, the Week of Geek is the climax. And thank you so much. And thank you to our Canadian fans for being so aggressive about finding Troma movies and supporting us, because there's no question that we can put on Troma Dance Film Festival, which you can go to tromadance.com and learn about that. It's a free film festival that takes place during Sundance. All of these things that we do are all thanks to our fans who support us, and we don't have to kiss too much butt thanks to our fans. You know, we can poke a finger in the eye of the establishment, and it's only because we have a very loyal group of fans. We just need more. Not just fans. We need air conditioners.
And if anybody wants to go onto Amazon.com and review the books, or Poultrygeist, for example, we could really use that great press, because the more Amazon hears how great Lloyd's books are, the more they'll want to get his
direct
books.
Direct Your Own Damn Movie will come out in January through Reed Elsevier Press, which is owns a Focal Press, F-O-C-A-L. I think that actually it's Focal Press. But it's Direct Your Own Damn Movie, which followed up the Make Your Own Damn Movie, second most read book since the Bible.
And better than. Way better than. Yes.
I can attest to that. Well, thank you so much for your time, everyone. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Lloyd, thanks for coming out and speaking with us today. And Tromettes, and of course, Toxie. Yes.
Well, anyway, guys, so for this week in Geek, we are
Pierce Dirks.
And I'm, of course, Mike the Birdman Dodd, saying live free and die hard. And we will be back next week on ThisWeekInGeek.net and, of course, 90.1 FM CRNC.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Geico presents... yet another voicemail from your roommate.
Hi! So, about the kitchen. Turns out, when there's a grease fire, you're not supposed to throw water on it. Who would have known, right? Anyways, the fire department is here, and it's totally cool. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if danger is your roommate's middle name. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Amazing interview. Thank you so much once again to Lloyd Kaufman. Awesome time sitting talking with him and the Tromets and Toxie, of course, yeah, at the Bloor Cinema.
That was remarkably cool. I just couldn't believe how friendly everybody from Troma is.
Yeah, like they like to say, it's like a family, even though they like to refer to it as a Manson family. I would have to disagree. It's one of the nicest, most down-to-earth sort of independent communities out there.
Absolutely. Actually, it was kind of funny, Pierce. I did an interview with a journalist at Sheridan this week, and he asked me what was Lloyd Kaufman like. And the quote that I gave the paper was, "Lloyd has the most genuine handshake I've ever experienced of anybody in the major media."
I think I would have to agree with that. Lloyd's just one of those guys, and you know he loves what he's doing. That's the reason why he does it. And it's just, there's something that you have to, like, commend about someone who's been doing what he does for so long, and he's doing it for the love of it.
Exactly. I mean, there's such a community built up around him, and it's like you described it to me earlier off-air, Pierce. You were saying, Troma is the punkers of the movie world, and what that means is they never gave up, they never sold out, they stuck to their principles, and that's what makes the Troma community so lively, is because they thought they can make movies about surfing ninjas and guys who had toxic waste made them into superheroes, but really bizarre movies like Cannibal the Musical, which we also saw.
I think that's one of the reasons why I like Troma so much, because to me they're sort of like the punk rock of cinema. It's because they do stick to their guns. They make films that they want to make, not the films that are currently popular in the media. And the films that they made because they wanted to make them, they're the ones that filmmakers later went back and looked upon like, hey, these movies are awesome. Their saying of movies of the future, to me, it rings true perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think basically Troma, in my opinion, mirrors YouTube. You can make whatever you want, and they'll just do it. I mean, I never would have imagined a movie like Sergeant Kabuki Man, NYPD Blue, NYPD, rather. That's the sequel. Or stuff like The Class of Nukem High or Surf Nazis Must Die. So bizarre concepts, yet made competently, yet with that 1950s sort of campiness and B-movie status to it, that really made the movies accessible to a large audience in the fact that they're goofy and fun.
Well, I think one thing that sort of that adds to the Troma verse of filmmaking is that Lloyd used to be a big fan of Broadway musicals and all that before he got into film. So I think that's why we see a lot of musical elements incorporated into it, and also just the slapstick comedy of Charlie Chaplin and the early silent films and all that.
So that's why it's so over the top.
Yeah, and one thing I love about Troma, and especially if you go to a movie store, you go to a rental store and try to find the proper category for Troma films, where are they going to go? I mean, they've
comedy
got horror,
horror
they've
yes.
got romance, they've got action. It's,
have they
it's
ever
all
done
over the
a
place.
True a like true sci-fi? Probably a few at least.
Their films go all over the place. That's why I love that. In certain video stores, there is a Troma section. It's because they're
so
that hard
weird.
To classify. It's just they break boundaries, they break the rules, and they create something that's truly unique and entertaining.
And there's boobs.
Yes, there's lots of boobs.
Now, isn't that what Lloyd said in one of his books? If you can get a chick to take her top off, do it, and it'll make your movie that much better? Or something
along those lines. It goes back to the Troma attitude when they first started out doing sexy comedies like Stuck on You and The
Cry
First
Uncle,
Turn On
that,
and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's, I guess that's another reason why I like Troma. Yes, I love boobs. But at the same time, it's the fact that it's presented in such a goofy, over-the-top manner. I mean, like, in Sergeant Kabuki Man, it makes no sense. Or the one chick is being murdered in the park, and her boobs just randomly fall out while she's having the crap kicked out of her. And it was amusing, because this is the stuff that we giggle about, because it's so ridiculous. And I think that's, to me, that's the appeal of Troma to me, anyway. It's goofy.
No,
and I love it.
Come on. Oh, no, take me. Oh, no, you lied to me. thought you were going to take me to see the David Bowie concert. He's not David Bowie.
Only 12 years old and only $12.
Everybody, this is Steve Snowball Sailor here at the Blur Street Cinema, and we just finished watching Toxic Avenger. We're actually here with, what's your name?
Paul Maron.
Hi, Paul. How's he doing?
I am very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Now, are you a Troma fan, or are you just kind of new to this whole thing?
I have been a Troma fan for a while, and this has been excellent to see the one it's known for on the big screen.
So what do you like about Toxic Avenger itself?
The movie knows what it is. You know, it knows it's over the top, it's fun and everything like that. It's disgusting, and that's what Troma's all about. You know, that these fun kind of political satires and everything like that that kind of turned it on its head and, you know, make fun of the old cliches and stereotypes, so...
That's cool. Now, what is your favorite Troma movie of minus obviously Toxic Avenger because it's the first one?
Well, now Poltergeist. After seeing that, you know, they kind of done it again. I thought it was one of their best films. Well, one of Lloyd's best films and everything. So yeah.
All right. Now, have you met Lloyd before, or is this your first time?
No, many times. I've been telling him about my new film that's coming out shortly.
Oh, cool. What's your new film?
It's a dark horror comedy called My Wife is a Vampire.
Oh, cool. When is that? Are you working on that right now, or is that going to be out soon? Or
it is currently being finished up and everything like that. It's by my company, Marin's Movies. And
cool. All right. Well, thank you very much, Paul. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I don't know what came over me. I just couldn't control myself. I've never done anything like this before.
All right, hey, everybody, this is Steve Snowball Sailor for This Week in Geek, and I'm here at the Blur Street Cinema. We just finished watching Toxic Avenger. We're going to watch Cannibal the Musical in just a few minutes, and I'm here with...
Nicholas Rainville.
And Jesse Cree.
All right, and what do you like about the movies that you're here to see tonight?
It was just so inventive and creative, and I loved it so much.
What about you?
It's definitely very entertaining, very funny.
Have you guys seen these movies before?
I haven't seen either one before, actually, but I'm actually planning on going to see Cannibal the Musical later on stage, so I'm excited to see that one as well.
Oh, cool. What about you?
I've seen Cannibal before in some other Troma movies, but I'm sad to say I hadn't seen Toxic Avenger before tonight. But
so what do you guys think of Toxic Avenger?
Oh, it was a great movie. It was just ridiculously entertaining for what it, like, even with, it just shows that you don't need an amazing budget to make an entertaining movie.
What about you, Jesse?
Basically the same. It is a low-budget movie, but very entertaining at the same time, so which actually helps make it entertaining, because everything they try to pull off, they actually do pull off, but in low budget. And
true. All right, now what do you guys think of Lloyd Kaufman?
He's hilarious, and just, I loved how he went on these diatribes when you'd ask him one question, he'd answer in a surprising way. It was... Yeah.
He doesn't think very highly of himself, I just say that. He's, yeah, whatever. My movies suck. And, you know.
Now, you're in film, correct? You're a film student?
Correct.
All right, so what do you think of about now as a film student? What do you think about that, kind of seeing this movie and seeing kind of how Lloyd Kaufman has been kind of like this for 40 years? Like, is that inspired? Is it not inspired? Is it, like, what's going on there?
It's definitely inspiring. I mean, he's here. He's talking about his film. He's obviously proud of it, even though he doesn't say he is.
What would be your first, like, major opus that you would like to be able to make? Like, say for instance, if you were able to make a Troma film, what would you like to make it about?
What would I like to make it about? I think he's covered it here. Head crushing and and shooting dogs, maybe. I don't know.
What about you?
My friend Ian and I actually love that type of film, and we wrote one called The Creature from China Palace that's about a monster MSG. Like creative MSG, and it's totally in that spirit. So it's great to see movies that, because we don't have much of a budget now in film school, so it's great to see that you can do amazing things with no money.
We have zero budget, not much of a budget, zero.
All right, cool. So now we're going to see Cannibal the Musical. Is there any other now that you've seen Troma films as at least the one that started? Is there any other films you're going to watch from this stuff from now on, or you become a fan, not so much of a fan, or what?
I'll definitely try to watch other Troma films. I haven't actually seen many other Troma films, so I'm planning on watching some more.
What about you?
As soon as I get home, I'm borrowing some from my friend because he has a bunch of them.
Nice. Now, Oh, I was gonna say. Oh, we get. What do you get? How'd you guys hear about this? Like this event as far, that was put on by the Blue Earth Cinema.
Actually, this guy told me about it.
Yeah, I actually got a Facebook message from the Toronto After Dark Festival, and I, as soon as I read that, I was just like, I have to go to this. So I'm very thankful for that.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks very much, guys.
This thing, this monster, I never seen anything like it before. I don't know what it was, but God bless him, because he saved my life.
Awesome, Snowball. Well, thank you for that. Steve, it was so cool that was your first experience with Troma, and you're asking fans about it. So you're kind of sharing in the pooled experience, if you will.
Yeah, I love how Steve's reaction throughout the screening, it was along the lines of being shocked at times, being confused at times, and then generally laughing and just having many what the hell, and then later on what the fuck moments.
Yeah, it's just Steve kept whispering over to me because I was sitting beside him. It was Steve, me, Dave, and then Pierce, and Steve would whisper over in my ear, Mike, this is really fucked up but awesome. What's going on? And it was just so cool. I mean, when me and Steve watched Cannibal the Musical, it was literally a lot of jaw-dropping, what the hell's going on moments.
Yeah, that was your guys' first times watching it. I had seen the film like 10 times before that.
Yeah, and it was incredible. Actually, to follow up to the story, and I've been wanting to tell this on air for about a week now, we're trying to take Snowball back to college.
Oh, yes.
And we got lost, and Steve was convinced we were going the right way. So it was a lot like the character from Cannibal the Musical. Which, what was
Alfred
his name
Packard.
Again?
Alfred Packard.
Alfred Packard. And I was, and Pierce and I have been driving for about 20 minutes. We don't know where the hell we are. And we're lost in Toronto. And I look over at a pile of snow. I remember looking over at Pierce. We should make a snowman. And instantly that song started playing.
We got lost, I have
we
to say, about
40 minutes in the wrong
40,
direction.
40 to 50 minutes lost in what direction. Steve the entire time, I was like, oh no, we're going the right way, guys. I swear, we're going the right way.
So eventually we made it to Breckenridge.
Yes.
A.K.A. Humber College. It was fun, though.
And that's why, for his birthday, I'm buying Steve a map. That's right, you heard it. You heard it here first, Steve. A map of Toronto. That's what you get. You bastard.
But yeah, it was so weird. Just the fact that our evening mirrored a Troma film, and I found that kind of fun.
And also all the snow out there, and the fact that Dave was going crazy.
Oh God, I couldn't believe how weird Dave got right towards the end of that. Actually, while I'm thinking about it, one of the best things about that whole night was hanging with the Tromats for just 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're really cool girls and just very down to earth and very nice to talk to.
Like, there was one, her stage name is what?
Dementia?
Dementia, yeah. It was just cool because we started talking about podcasting and all that stuff. Turns out she's really involved in the Toronto scene for that sort of stuff, like getting people involved in the horror community and everything. And I just found that kind of neat that there's other people like us out there. And the Blur seems to really bring everyone together like that.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. I really got to send a huge shout out to the Blur Street Center. I'm talking Peter, Victoria, and the person who served us popcorn that night. It made the night not suck. And I think as a closing thought, that's what we've been basically saying this whole show. Troma is like a family. And when you, and visiting the Blur is like visiting the cousin you don't see too often, yet really love to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a warm community. The Tromas made us feel welcome. Lloyd made us feel really welcome. Toxie was just cool. And just everybody there was on equal ground, and everyone was just there to enjoy a laugh at a weird movie and a really bizarre musical.
Yeah, and speaking of the Troma family, we have a new addition to our family, and I guess we're part of another family too. We have Uncle Lloyd. That's right,
absolutely.
Lloyd Kaufman. We are producing the official Troma Entertainment Troma Cast. So you heard it here first, folks. Bi-weekly, we'll be bringing you just all the information you could want on Troma films, reviews of the DVDs,
and cool
all
interviews.
That stuff. And yeah, it's going to be kick-ass. The first episode will be on the Toxic Avenger and should be released shortly thereafter this.
So yeah, so just keep checking the Troma website. And as always, guys, if you have any feedback about the show, we would love to hear from you. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net or our new voicemail line, 817-717-7202. If your voicemail is cool, we'll put you on the show. Hey, if you even want to send stuff to the Troma cast, feel free to use that number too.
Yep, but anyway, for This Week in Geek, we have been...
right, you go well. First. I side off.
No, you have it.
So for This Week in Geek, we have been
Pierce the Punk Dirks.
And I've been, of course, been Mike the Birdman Dodd, saying live free or die hard. Keep checking into thisweekingeek.net for more great geek content, and head over to Troma.com to check out the TromaCast, which will be up very shortly. All right, guys, we'll see you soon, and, well, keep it locked right here.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You shouldn't go to Barnes & Noble and buy 10,000 books just so you can build a book fortress and yell out, I am your book leader. You shouldn't buy 147 copies of War and Peace, stuff them inside turkeys, and serve them at Thanksgiving as turbookins. And you definitely shouldn't buy up all the copies of Dork Diaries, causing the neighborhood kids to stage a protest in your front yard. But you could, because at the Barnes & Noble Book Haul, you can get over 1,000 titles for 50% off. Stock up at your local Barnes & Noble. Turbookins are fictitious and should not be cooked at home.